Okay, today we are learning Chagiga Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We left off on the second line from the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Amar Mar. So we were about to discuss the Shita of Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. See, Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah that generally the halacha is, if you have Maaser Sheni money, the halacha is you're supposed to bring that Maaser Sheni money to Yerushalayim and spend it only on food that you're going to eat in Yerushalayim. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to buy something that you're obligated to bring anyway, that you're obligated to eat anyway with Maaser Sheni money. So if you happen to owe a korban, you're generally not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money for a korban that you're anyway obligated to bring. But Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah that for the Shalmei Chagiga, to buy meat of Shalmei Chagiga, to buy an animal to use as a korban Shalmei Chagiga, you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy that. So it says Mar Amar Mar, we had said in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds Mina Maaser, that you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy the Shalmei Chagiga. But Amai, why is that permissible? Davar Shebechovahu, it's a chiyuv that every single person has, that when you go to be able to regal, you have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. And the rule is, V'kal Davar Shebechovah, anything that you're obligated to bring, Enu Ba'alam and Achulin, can only be purchased with regular chulin money. You're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy a Davar Shebechovah, to buy something that you're obligated to bring anyway. So why does Beis Hillel hold you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy the Shalmei Chagiga? Amar Ula, so Ula answers, no, when Beis Hillel says you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy the Korban Chagiga, it's bitofel. It's if you combine Maaser Sheni money together with regular money, and together with the two monies combined, you buy Shalmei Chagiga. That's what Beis Hillel allows. So there's a Machlokas Amoraim. How do you combine Maaser Sheni money with Chulin money? So let's say you have a lot of different people who each need to eat from a Korban Chagiga. So Chizkia Amar Toflin Behema LeBehema. You take two animals and mix them together. You bring the first animal for the Chagiga from Chulin money, and then the other Behemos that you need for Chagiga, if let's say you need a lot of meat, so you need to buy more than one animal, you buy those other animals with Maaser money. So even though they're all called a Chagiga, but since you already Yotze your basic Chiyuv with the first animal, which was bought with Chulin money, you're allowed to buy any subsequent animals with Maaser Sheni money. But the ein toflin ma'os lema'os, you're not allowed to mix Maaser Sheni money with chulin money, and with both monies combined by one big animal for your korban chagiga, because then it turns out that every single bite, every single inch of that korban chagiga has some Maaser Sheni money that went to purchase it. So that's why Chizkiya says you can mix animals, as long as you buy one animal with pure chulin money, subsequent animals can be purchased with Maaser Sheni money, but you can't just mix monies and buy a Shalmei Chagiga. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he holds toflin ma'os the ma'os. You're allowed to mix chulin money with Maaser money and bring from the combination of the two one big animal that you need for the Shalmei Chagiga, and then it will turn out that each bite of your Shalmei Chagiga has some chulin in it, and that's good enough. Ve'ein toflin behema lebehema. But what you are not allowed to do, says Rabbi Yochanan, is to buy an animal with pure chulin money and then buy subsequent Shalmei Chagiga with Maaser Sheni money, because then you have certain animals that are entirely Maaser Sheni, and that you're not allowed to do. So main point number one, Chizkiya holds you can combine an animal that was bought with chulin money together with animals bought with Maaser Sheni money for Shalmei Chagiga, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can mix monies and buy a single animal for Shalmei Chagiga. You can mix Maaser Sheni and chulin money and buy a single animal for Shalmei Chagiga, but you are not allowed to buy any animals with pure Maaser Sheni money. Tanya Kavasei de Chizkiya over Braisa, it says just like Chizkiya, and Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan over Braisa, it says just like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Braisa, it says like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you're allowed to mix the different monies together, because it says in the Torah when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Vasisa Chag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha Maslas Nidvas Yod Chasher Titen Kasher Yivrach Hashem Elokecha, meaning the Torah tells us that we're supposed to make a Chag for Hashem, and we should bring Karbanos. So we learn from that pasuk, Misas, the word Misas, Mem Samach Tov. In that pasuk, when it says Misas Nidvas Yodecha, that means Melamed Sha'adam Mevi Chavaso Menachulin, that you're only allowed to buy the karbanos that you're obligated to bring on Shavuos with regular chulin money. You're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money. Uminayin Shem Ratzel La'ariv Ma'ariv. How do I know that if you want to mix Chulin and Maaser Sheni money together and buy a single animal with the combination of those two monies, that you're allowed to do that? Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says, Kashay Veracha Hashem Elokecha. However, Hashem blessed you with all the different kinds of money that Hashem blessed you. So you see, this brisa says, just like Rabbi Yochanan, that mixing money, that's fine. But you can't have one animal that's bought with chulin money and one animal that's bought with Maaser Sheni money. Tanya Kavasei D'Chizkiyo, we also have a brisa that says, like Chizkiyo holds the reverse. He holds that you're allowed to mix, you're allowed to have one animal bought with chulin money and then other animals for Shalmich Chagiga bought with Maaser Sheni money. Where does he learn from? Because the brisa says, Misas. Again, the pasuk says that word, Mem Samach Tuf. And we see from that word, Melamed, maybe chavaso min achulin, that your shamei chagiga should be bought with chulin money. Beishamei omrim, but Beishamei says, whatever you bring for your carbon chagiga, yom rishon min achulin, whatever you bring on the first day should come from chulin animals, and you shouldn't mix any maaser sheni money into it or anything like that. But mikan veilach, after the first day of yantif, and you already yotze your mitzvah of chagiga on the first day, so now whatever you're bringing afterwards is shalmei simcha, just to have more extra meat to eat on yantif to fulfill simchas yantif, and that's not really an absolute chiyuv, it's just to have extra meat for simcha, so that mina meiser, that you're allowed to use meiser sheni money to buy. But Beis Hillel holds that the first animal that you bring for your korban chagiga, achila rishona, the first food that goes on your table, mina chulin, that has to come from chulin, from purely chulin money, and you're not allowed to mix meiser sheni with that, because if that's when you're really being yotze your mitzvah of chagiga. But after you already brought the first animal, even though it's still day one, mikan ve'elach, any other animals you want to bring as part of your shalmei chagiga, mina meiser, that can come from meiser sheni money. So we see that's a raya to Chizkiya. Chizkiya said as long as the first animal comes from chulin money, subsequent animals can come from meiser sheni money. Ushar kol yemos haPesach, on all the other days of Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, where you bring karbon shlamim for shalmei simcha, then you could even forget about using Meiser Sheni money. You're even allowed to use a Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is when you have a number of animals born into your flock, 1/10 of them have to be brought as a special carbon at some Meiser Behema. So you're even allowed to use Meiser Behema for Shalmei Simcha throughout the rest of Yantav. Our whole discussion was about the Chagiga in particular. So now the Gemara is going to focus on that last part of the Brisa, that only during Chol HaMoed you're allowed to bring your Meiser Behema. Sounds like in Yantif you're not allowed to bring your Chagiga from Meiser Behema. So B'Yom Tov my time alone, why on Yom Tov itself can't you bring your Karban Chagiga from Meiser Behema? Amar Ravashi explains, Dilma Asila Asurei B'Yom Tov. We're afraid that if you're able to bring it on Yom Tov, you might come to actually take Meiser from your animals on Yom Tov. V'ef shala aser b'Yom Tov mishum sakarta. And you're not allowed to take Meiser on Yom Tov because the way they would take Meiser is they would put all the brand new animals, all the baby animals in the pen, then they would open up the door of the pen a little bit and let them out one at a time, and they would start counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then the 10th one they would color with, they would paint red. They would put a red thing of paint on it in order to identify it that one is the Meiser Behema. The beautiful Vart of Pam has as to why we do it that way. Why don't I just say, I got 100 animals here, okay, so I'll take 10 of them and they'll be Meiser Behema. Why do I have to do this whole business with the counting and the painting? So Pam said, beautiful, that if a person looks at his animals, he's got 100 animals, I got to give 10 animals to Hashem? That's so much to give up. Why do I have to give up 10 animals? But if a person does it like this, you open up the door a little bit, one animal for me, two for me, three for me, four for me, five for me, six for me, seven for me, eight for me, nine for me. Okay, one to Hashem, big deal. He's not asking for that much. So then psychologically, it seems a lot easier. But the bottom line is, since you're coloring that last one with red paint, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. So we don't want a person taking his Meiser Behema on Yom Tov. So main point number two, we don't bring Meiser Behema on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to take Meiser Behema on Yom Tov since you're not allowed to paint animals on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara is going to explain the other part of the Braisa. My mashma dahai misas lishna dechulinu. How do we know that the word misas in the pasuk implies that we're talking about something that's bought with chulin money? Dechsiv ayasam melech achashverosh mas ala aretz. It says that Achashverosh, King Achashverosh, placed a tax on the land, and the tax comes from chulin money, from regular money that a person has. Good, period. Now, the Mishnah said, Yisrael Yosin Dechavasan, Binadar Mudavos, for the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, of bringing the carbon shlamim, the Shalmei Simcha that a person brings on Yom Tov to be Yotzei's mitzvah of Simcha by eating meat, you're even allowed to bring the darim or nedavos. Any carbon that you promised to have previously promised to the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to use that for the Shalmei Simcha. Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa that says as follows. The Torah tells us, V'samachta b'chagecha, that a person is supposed to experience Simcha on Yom Tov. L'rabos kol minei smachos, sounds like you can experience Simcha. However you want to get your meat to experience Simcha, so you could that would work. L'simcha, mikan amru chamim, Yisrael yotzin yidei chavasan, b'nedarim u'nedavos, and based on that, the Chacham said you could even use nedarim u'nedavos, animals that you anyway had promised to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, u'b'maiser behema, or with your maiser behema animals, you can be yotzei mitzvah simcha, whatever it is, however you're going to get meat on your table, whether it's a carbon meat from other carbonos, or it's just designated specifically for Shalmei Simcha, however you get meat on the table, that's fine. V'kohanim, and kohanim, v'chatos v'asham, they could be yotzei with the carbon chatos, the carbon asham, because those are carbonos that are called kachay kachim, and Yisrael is not allowed to eat them. Only Kohen is allowed to eat them. So Kohanim can be Yotzei with that, or with a char, or with the firstborn animal that goes to a Kohen, that only Kohen is allowed to eat. As long as it's meat, and it's on his table, and he's allowed to eat it, he's Yotzei, the mitzvah of Simcha. U'b'chaz v'shok, or with the parts of the animal, the breastbone and the thigh of the animal, the breast, not just the bone, the whole area, and the thigh of the animal that's given to a Kohen as a gift. So that's also only allowed to be eaten by Kohanim, but it's meat, it's on the Kohen's table, he's Yotzei, he's Mitzvah Simcha. So Yachal Af Ba'ofos of the Menachos, you might think that even if you bring a bird for a carbon, or you bring a carbon mincha, which is just flour and oil, and you might think that that's enough to be Yotzei your mitzvah of Simcha, Tamalomra, that's why the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha. The Torah compares the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha to the mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga, because V'samachta is about the Shalmei Simcha, b'chagecha, chag implies the carbon chagiga. So we learn from there, Mishe chagiga ba'amehem, that in order to be Yotzei your mitzvah of Simcha, it has to be something that you're allowed to bring your carbon chagiga from. Yatzu elu she'in chagiga ba'amehem. But birds, flour, aren't good for a carbon chagiga, and therefore they're not good for the mitzvah of Simcha either. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, the din that Shalmei Simcha cannot be brought from birds and flour is from a different source. Mi v'samachta nafka. It's from the fact that it says v'samachta. Forget about the word b'chagecha. No comparison to carbon chagiga. Just the fact that it says you should be happy. Yatzu elu she'in ben simcha. When does eating birds or eating flour give a person a sense of simcha? That only happens when a person eats real meat, and therefore one does not yotzei shalmei simcha with anything other than meat. Now the Gemara discusses Rav Ashi, who holds that we exclude bird and flour carbonos from the word v'samachta alone. Rav Ashi, hai b'chagecha b'yavadeh. So what does Rav Ashi do now with the word b'chagecha? He didn't need the word b'chagecha to teach us this halacha that you can't be yotzei, the mitzvah of simcha, with birds and with flour. So what does he do with that extra word b'chagecha? Hahu l'chad Rav Daniel Bar Katina. He uses it to teach what Rav Daniel Bar Katina taught us. Dam Rav Daniel Bar Katina amarav, minayin she'ein nosin nashim b'moed. How do we know that you're not allowed to get married on Yontif? Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'samachta v'chagecha. So we darshin v'lo b'ishtecha, that you should find joy in your chag, but not with your wife on Yomtiv, because your simcha on Yomtiv should come from the Yomtiv. It should not come from any other simcha, like getting married. This is part of that concept that we don't mix two different types of simcha with each other. So one is not allowed to get married on Yomtiv. So the last main point for today is that one is not yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with bird karbanos, or with an oaf, or with a carbon mincha, for two reasons. Because a carbon chagiga can't be brought from those, and b, because they don't give a person a real sense of simcha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the Mishnah next time.